Phoenix Audio presents
Ender's Shadow by Orson Scott Card.
You think you've found somebody, so suddenly my program gets the axe?
It's not about this kid that Graf found. It's about the low quality of what you've been finding.
We knew it was long odds. But the kids I'm working with are actually fighting a war just to stay alive.
Your kids are so malnourished that they suffer serious mental degradation before you even begin testing them. Most of them haven't formed any normal human bonds. They're so messed up they can't get through a day without finding something they can steal or disrupt.
They also represent possibility, as all children do.
That's just the kind of sentimentality that discredits your whole project in the eyes of the IF.
Polk kept her eyes open all the time. The younger children were supposed to be on watch, too, but they just didn't notice all the things they needed to notice, and that meant that Polk could only depend on herself to see danger. There was plenty of danger to watch for. The cops, for instance. They didn't show up often, but when they did, they seemed especially bent on clearing the streets of children. They would flail about them with their magnetic whips, landing cruel, stinging blows on even the smallest children, haranguing them as vermin, thieves, pestilence, a plague on the fair city of Rotterdam. It was Polk's job to notice when a disturbance in the distance suggested that the cops might be running a sweep. Then she would give the alarm whistle, and the little ones would rush to their hiding places till the danger was past. But the cops didn't come by that often. The real danger was much more immediate. Big kids. Polk, at age 9, was the matriarch of her little crew. So when the scrawny little 2-year-old took up a perch on a garbage can...